Colors explode in my mind, their corresponding emotions a sucker punch to my brain. Red anger, gray sorrow, and then Will Wunderlich, our top ER doc, moves his hand from my bare arm, releasing me from his tumultuous thoughts. Despite the lack of contact, Will's wife continues to scream at him, at me, her voice bouncing through my brain like a ball in a pinball machine. I gulp in a breath, squeeze my eyes shut, force the voice into hiding. Being an empath is a curse. Whoever thinks it fascinating needs to live my life. Then maybe they'd stop calling me crazy. Will's wife fades into nothing, her voice and image disappearing into the dark recesses of my mind. I take a deep breath. Steady now. I should be used to the flashes, to the glimpse of people's thoughts and emotions. But nope, I'm not. At least it only happens with skin-on-skin contact. But I don't have my scrub jacket, and he touched my bare arm.
You okay, Jin?
I look into the pair of blue eyes featured prominently in my dreams since high school. Who would have thought we'd end up working together years later at Blue Forest Hospital in the emergency room? This time, though, I'm not the school freak. I'm a kick-ass ER nurse staring into the eyes of the local Dr. Dreamy, my old friend. Who needs lying to about my empath ability? No use in him thinking I'm still a freak. Yeah, sorry, lost my balance. How are you? His hand floats in the air, twisting back and forth in a so-so motion.
I've been better.
Is it the wife? Or, as I've always thought of that trashy blowjob queen, a hoe. He pauses, blinks, clearly weighing past friendship with professional pecking order. When he sighs, I know friendship wins.
You must be psychic or something. Yeah, we got in a big fight this morning.
Pain-filled eyes meet mine, then look away. When he replies, his voice softens so only I can hear.
I think she wants to leave. Maybe it's for the best, I don't know.
He clears his throat, offers a lopsided grin.
Anyway, I've got to get busy. There's a new patient in number one, stomach pains. Those are always fun.
The intimate glimpse into his thoughts disappears, leaving me with a bitter taste in my mouth. He waves and hightails it away from where I stand. I sigh. It's not meant to be, obviously. I mean, sure, I see what's going on with him and his wife, so I could easily say something to encourage him to leave her. But how likely was it that he would come knocking on my door? Unlikely to not, and I'd feel bad about it. Guilt sucks. Almost as hard as being an empath. Since Blue Forest doesn't pay me to stand in the hall and stare at Dr. Dreamy's buff bod, I might as well check on the dehydrated patient. Putting the fantasies of us lying tangled in silk sheets into the review before going to sleep section of my mind, I push open the door to the patient's room and reach for the glove box hanging on the wall. Hello, Mr. Tally, how are you feeling? Snap, snap. And the gloves sheath my hands.
A little better, still not right.
And he thought he would be all right with 1 liter of saline? The man walked, or more like shuffled, into the ER after several days of pooping and puking. He thought he could rehydrate himself at home. Oops, faulty logic there. Well, Mr. Tally, we're going to need to pull a bit of blood out of you. Is that okay? I'll access the needle we already have in your arm.
Sure, sure, whatever you need to do.
Protected by the gloves, I grab a needle to get to work accessing the catheter in his arm. With gloves on, I can touch patients and not have to worry much about their thoughts and emotions intruding on me. Only if they're broadcasting loudly, and I do mean loudly, will it bother me. Mr. Tally is too out of it to project anything but pain and illness. Being a nurse might seem an odd career choice for an empath, but occasionally I can help someone. Touch them and know where their illness comes from. What will help them feel better,